We have talked about it endlessly over the last decade or so, and we've accomplished close to zip.
We know enough about our climate problem to know that it's serious and that we need to get started right away.
What we're seeing right now is a clear loading of the weather dice.
An environmental disaster is unfolding in California that you may not have heard about. This video shows methane gas pouring into the atmosphere from an underground storage field in the hills above Los Angeles.
That's the Weather Channel's Matt Sampson on the record Aliso Canyon methane leak above the San Fernando Valley north of L.A. That leak, it's been spewing methane gas at the rate of 110,000 pounds per hour since October 23rd, and Southern California Gas Company is still unable to stop the leak. So far, 77,000 metric tons of methane have been injected directly into the atmosphere above L.A. Yeah, that methane. The powerful greenhouse gas is at least 40 times more potent than CO2. Nosebleeds, nausea, headaches, and trouble breathing. That's what's happening to the people who live in nearby upscale Porter Ranch. So far, more than 2,000 families have been evacuated. Governor Jerry Brown declared a state of emergency in Los Angeles County yesterday. The order marshals numerous state of California agencies into action to supervise stopping the leak, minimizing further damage, and to assure accountability. Some are now calling the Aliso Canyon methane leak the biggest environmental disaster since the BP Deepwater Horizon oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico 5 years ago. How much more methane will pump into the atmosphere over LA? What's the scale of the effect on climate change, and how many other invisible gas leaks are adding methane to our atmosphere? Dr. Jeff Chanton is a professor of oceanography with the Florida State University. He studies methane and carbon dioxide production, among other things, and joins us today from Tallahassee. Good morning, Jeff.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great today, thank you. Let's start with the magnitude of this Aliso Canyon leak. We hear numbers like 77,000 metric tons, or the equivalent greenhouse gas emissions of about 7 million cars on the road each day. Some people saying that's about 25% of all California's greenhouse gas emissions overall. Is that about right in terms of magnitude?
Yeah, that's how I understand it as well. The amazing thing to me about this gas leak is that, you know, it started back in October, and I didn't hear about this until New Year's Eve, and Governor Jerry Brown just called the state of emergency yesterday. So this whole thing has really been kept quiet.
Well, and just so our audience understands, methane is invisible to the naked eye, right? It took some special imaging to be able to really see this plume. Is that true?
That's correct. Yeah, so like for the BP oil spill, you know, the oil company could not hide that because the oil spread out on the surface of the Gulf, and you could see that from outer space, from satellites. And so they, even though they tried to downplay the amount of it by saying it was about 10% of what it was, pretty soon experts were looking at satellite data, and they were able to call them on that, and it turned out it was 10 times worse than BP was saying. With this one, you cannot see this from satellites. It's invisible. And so these people, the California Air Resource Board, must have known about this, but it didn't get into the news until quite recently.
Has there ever been a methane leak this big?
Not anthropogenically. Back in the about 50 million years ago, there was an event called the Paleocene-Eocene Thermal Maximum, and it's possible that methane was responsible for that event. It was the warmest period, and you know the Cretaceous was known for its warmness.
Sure.
But this was even warmer than the Cretaceous, and some scientists have implicated methane emissions as responsible for that.
And how do we gauge the impact, the climate change impact here now, and if this leak continues for a few more months, locally in terms of pollution, of course, but on a wider scale in terms of climate change?
Well, it really damages the efforts. California has particularly been a leader in fighting greenhouse gas emissions to mitigate climate change. And this is like having six more coal-fired power plants in your backyard, you know, churning out CO2. So it really damages this. And, you know, another thing about this is this particular pipe that broke was 40 years old. And I was reading that at this particular storage facility, they have over 50 wells that are 70 years old. And so this is like part of America's infrastructure problem, that there's all this aging infrastructure out there. And in the case of natural gas, you know, this is natural gas is piped all over our country. We have At my house, I get natural gas. It comes in a little pipe. And you have to ask yourself, how old are those pipes bringing me my natural gas? What kind of condition are they in?
I see reports here, this gas storage field as big as 3,600 acres. Can you gauge how much more methane could be released into the atmosphere if they can't stop this thing? They're talking about a relief well, the earliest maybe late March before they can cap this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's going to... It could be at least as much as what's been released already, you know? So what's that, another 6 power plants, right?
Wow.
So, yeah. It is somewhat reduced. They say that the maximum rate was in November, but if you look at that data, the maximum rate was only about, maybe 40 or 40% higher than the current rate today. So they've attenuated a little bit with some techniques, but they haven't really come close to stopping it. It's still pouring out of there.
And how do we gauge how much methane is released at other oil and gas facilities? Of course, we live near the massive Bakken oil fields in North Dakota here. We know that's a big source of flare gas. How do we put this in perspective for our audience?
Well, you know, that's a very difficult question to answer. There have been a number of studies of how much methane is released from all this fracking process through the infrastructure that's there. You know, we've got methane wells, there's piping, there's compressors, there's all sorts of infrastructure dealing with that frack gas. And there have been a number of studies that have looked at how much methane is released in this process. Are they losing 0.5% or are they losing 4%? And the estimates vary widely depending on where people look.
All right, Doc.
Who's doing the study. So it's hard to say.
Dr. Jeff Chanton, professor of oceanography with Florida State University, thanks so much for your insight and expertise today on ClimateCast.
Okay, thank you.
Couple of quick other stories we're watching this week. 2015, a record wildfire year in the U.S. The National Interagency Fire Center numbers show 10.12 million acres went up in flames in the U.S. last year. That beats 2006. And also, a new study by NASA find that lakes are warming rapidly around the world. Geophysical Research letters, lakes warming an average of 1.2 degrees every 20 years, and Lake Superior was among those in the study. That's it for ClimateCast this week. Thanks for listening, and as always, stay warm, Minnesota.